Remember your greatest memories are the ones with Ma and Dad. The school's today we learn and play under a watchful light. The policeman uniform, gun and all in the hallway passing by. Can't imagine how it ever got, how it ever came to be. One day I hope we open our eyes and see with clarity.
ki soza ravan da varis kor ki mika vor ga klad dak ki shi sid lot droch hi es kor ki lina vranki arbona gos ovan da ti ke murchen not ovan da ti fi hon a tri ol mi sha is bit all of ka hi sa de novan da ti ovan da ti na sur ke shi Tá jogar an fáir tá bheor ag tacht Tá arn go lóir ag tú go fheag Tá frachos is spáne chair fúch Na tlogas is fheon am a mór na cór a bán Agus nóvan a tí cain húrt sin mat Óvan a tí fi hóna trí on nín sa Is bein halaf gan hís a gai nóvan a tí Óvan a tí dach súrt bíisín Shears, my fiam, my mashe, grand cottage, but you know, farshe, Lord Banachi, up your four of me, the gun, and a good cheese, like the whole of my girls. Oh, vanity, gain wood, nut. Oh, vanity, free horn, a tree, on the inch of his bed, all of the hills, a grain, oh, vanity. Oh, vanity, no sort of kitchen. Oh, arrange me years with fears and black. Mas parik a vihis kane mochrag. Liao shi hirish look a kara no ki and beret a heel. Tan sheeps her fall off the gus. Ovan a tea came working up. Ovan a tea free horn a tree on the inch of his bay. All of the hills have been on a tea. Ovan a tea na sort of kitchen. Chachas mo chlad o ni mi sy'n biog yn nis mo chafri yn sors bwyn i mi'r ol Nach miach i hyr lom nhw hyn o hyn mo'n wisol ar chad Nech mo hil i'n gawd chi'n pol ar tachas O fan y tí gein wrth sy'n nad O fan y tí fwy chon a tri o nil sy'n hys Be tal y gael hys a gein o fan y tí O fan y tí nach sŵr
Music there from Teda and Ovanati Kenwershanart, O Woman of the House, What Ails You on KGNU. We are fortunate beyond words to be able to kick off 2020 with some terrific friends here in studio. Adam Agee and John Souza are right here, and if you have had the pleasure to hear these gentlemen perform before anywhere around Colorado, you know the virtuosity to expect. They're here to help us kick off the new year. Adam Agee and John Souza, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Tell us what we just heard.
Well, we've never done quite that before. That was a tune that we were feeling in this moment as we were arriving here to KGNU. It's a reel called The Enchanted Lady. And I learned this through Cuivin Arahala, the wonderful fiddle player
right.
in Dublin. And I love this title, The Enchanted Lady. Enchantment seems to feature largely in our imagination as we play this music and as we share it with people. So it seemed like a good one to start with.
What about this evening brought you to that place?
Well, it's been an enchanting evening, this first day of the year, 2020, a new decade. Things are off to a really beautiful start.
Good, good. Yeah. What's next?
Well, what were you up to lately, John? You were lying in bed, I think.
Before I came here?
Yeah. With Ellie, right?
I was petting my cat, Ellie. Yeah. I was just kind of chilling. I've been moving rooms. Not moving house, technically, but moving rooms. So I've been doing a lot of moving things around and sorting through things and then taking breaks and petting the cat.
Dear Ellie is very dear to us.
Yeah.
She's a lovely feline that lives there at the Folsom Funny Farm.
Yeah.
That is the legal name of John's house.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there is a beautiful madness that the two of you bring to the music, too, because I have heard you play where you are absolutely on fire and the walls are ready to burst into flames. And I've heard you, as we just did with The Enchanted Lady, in a very sort of laid back, relaxed sort of a manner. And so, yeah, you bring both types of craziness to your artistry. And thank you very much for being here.
Gosh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having us, Carl.
That's
a high compliment, by the way, that madness. We'll try to live up to it.
Well, I believe it. I think it's an important way to live your life. If you aren't experimenting and pushing some boundaries, and if you aren't willing to have people regard you as crazy on occasion, you're missing the magic. So that's just my own personal take on it, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Now, people are going to have a chance to hear you in two concerts coming up at the Nomad Playhouse a little later this month. And I want to make sure we talk about that several times because you absolutely, in that lovely little venue, need to have a packed house of people who are devoted followers and new initiates, too.
Wonderful. Yeah, we're so excited to spread the word about this. The Nomad Playhouse is an incredible small venue in North Boulder. If you haven't come across it yet, it's very worth checking out. It's a historic venue that was started by community members who wanted a space for putting on their plays and has been in recent years refurbished and is just one of our most favorite places to share our music. And we've had a winter concert there the last 2 years and both times sold it out and people just turn out in numbers. And it's such a warm feeling of our dear friends and community members who come and gather in celebration of the new year, of these holy nights, of this sacred dark time of year.
And the dark time, exactly.
We get to celebrate with Irish music. So, yes, this year we've decided to open it up to two performances. We'll do a Saturday night, as we have before, on the 11th,
right.
7 p.m. on the 11th. And then we'll do a Sunday matinee, 2 p.m. on the Sunday. And our hope there is that not only will we be able to share this concert with everyone who wants to come, but we might get to share it with some young ones as well. So some people's bedtimes are before 7 that night. So the little ones can come out on Sunday too, we hope.
Bring the kids, especially to the Sunday show. I am always curious how the two of you research the music that you're going to play. You just talked about how you'd learned tunes from other players. Is that most of the manner in which you are collecting music these days in your travels over to Ireland and going to sessions, playing with other folks? Or are you in libraries? How does the music, and then of course I know you write as well. Mm-hmm. How is the music coming to you these days? What are the productive pipelines into your musical world?
Well, I spent 3 months in Ireland this last summer. Adam and I were doing some touring in April in Europe. And I had a wonderful time being in Ennis, County Clare. I rented a room for about 2 months and just was playing sessions a lot and picked up a lot of tunes that way. And while I spent a month down on the Barra Peninsula in the southwest, which is my favorite part of Ireland, and I picked up a tune book of Richard Dwyer's. The Dwyer family
Sure.
is a known musical the brothers all composed tunes, and they were from Barra, and Richard and John are still living, but we have learned a tune out of Richard's book that we've been loving.
Sometimes we'll be driving along on tour, and this past tour actually I did bring out my fiddle in the passenger seat of the car, and so John was driving us along and I was looking through this Richie Dwyer book and we were picking out tunes from it. Or sometimes we'll teach each other tunes. A lot of the tunes I learn from John these days, one of us will learn a tune and want to share it with the other. So sometimes we'll be driving to a show and just won't have our instruments out, but we'll teach it by singing it together and imagining where the fingerings are, and then we'll get a chance to play it on our instrument once we are out of the car.
Boy, that's an old tradition where you're processing it orally and then actually singing it and then going to play it. That's ancient.
It is so old. It's fascinating for me to imagine, as we are in the realm of performing arts, like what things do we do that are relatively new and what things do we do that have been done for so many millennia?
Right.
And that is certainly one of them, Carl. Here, try doing this with your voice.
Well, speaking of the which, can we launch back into some music?
Yeah. I was thinking we might play something of the new E minor set we've been enjoying. Mm-hmm. Want to give that a try?
Sure.
Okay. And we could talk about it a little afterwards.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to learning more.
Is this fire stoked hot enough?
Oh, let's...
We could try.
Check. We could see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Scoot back here a little bit. In case some of you haven't been inside this studio here at KGNU, it's really cozy and we have microphones around the place and there are signs up reminding you to do different things. And here's one in front of you that says, breathe, but not into the mic. I guess that's like this. Is that, I don't have my headphones on.
That's a great demonstration of exactly what not to do.
Okay, on to the music.
Adam Agee and John Souza, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe not too fast to start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
wonderful. Adam Agee and John Souza with a set of tunes from what you described as the E minor set. So say on, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was thinking of your question, Carl, about how we're getting tunes these days. And John was talking about our wonderful visit to Ireland back in the spring and summer. And the first tune from that set is one I haven't come across the name for it yet, so if any of you listeners happens to know the name of that tune, please let us know. But it's one that I was hearing played around a lot in the west, in the southwest of Ireland on our trip there, and particularly I have a fond memory of being in Baltimore, in southwest Cork, and hearing it in a session there, and that was when it... I had heard it for years, but it finally came together for me there. We were so lucky to get to go and play at the Baltimore Fiddle Fair this past May. In fact, I think that's the shirt I'm wearing. I have my my Fiddle Fair t-shirt on.
It is.
Oh, gosh, what an incredible music gathering that Baltimore Fiddle Fair is.
Tell us a little more about that. I'm interested for purely personal reasons to hear more about that.
Well, it's been going on a number of years now and happens in the beautiful port town of Baltimore and the incredible southwest Cork. And it is something that I've gotten to go to a number of times over the years as a listener, and I've always just been blown away by the diversity and depth of musicality represented there. It's strong with fiddle focus, of course, but then there are all kinds of instruments and traditions represented. People come from around the world to perform and listen. And this year we just made such dear friends and felt so warmly welcomed and supported by the incredible musicians there and family.
May I ask you a question about the piece we just heard?
Yes.
The dynamics that and the range of dynamics that you put into that piece from John's introduction to some of the very, very, very pianissimo stuff.
Yes.
Tell me how you came up with that. Where is that in the tradition? Where is that in your own musicality? How did you put that together? I'm always interested to learn the individual and the collective mind that goes into performance.
Well, I would just say this. Some would boot us out of the tradition if they... You man.
No, the tradition's got to grow. It's got to evolve.
No, it's yeah.
Yeah, there is such a beautiful range of strong opinion, of course, within the tradition. And well, we make no staunch claim that what we just did was Irish. It involved Irish elements, but we were just playing around with these things here. We are very interested in nervous system states and the way that we can experience a wide range of nervous system states through a musical experience. And so sometimes exploring a really broad dynamic range helps to facilitate that kind of journey, I think. There are definitely aspects of the Irish tradition I'm aware of that would eschew a wide dynamic spectrum in favor of other musical elements to use creatively and expressively. I can think of listening to Sean O'Riordan in his beautiful series on public radio about the musical heritage of Ireland, and he talks specifically about the Seanós tradition and how they're in many of these old singers' way of singing would not be much of a dynamic arc at all. And in fact, a lot of the dramatic expression was perceived and gotten through ornaments and variation in a really beautiful way. So, but yeah, like John said, there we definitely have friends who would not be into that. But we find it we find it interesting to explore as just one of the many polarities you could explore through any kind of artistic expression.
I found it very it made the entire piece remarkably accessible and made me listen much more carefully, as is often the case when people don't speak loudly. You know, and you have to pay attention to what's being said. Lesson to me for the new year. Listen to the quiet piece. But it helped to accentuate the much more forte parts of the tune, and I really liked it a lot. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Carl. Yeah.
So the people who are going to be coming to the concert on the 11th and 12th, how should they prepare themselves to listen to your music, aside from being excited and energized and I'm going to go see my friends, or I've heard these two guys are really, you know, the bomb, let's go listen to them. What else would you encourage people to do before they're going to be spending an hour or two with you immersed in the cloak of the music?
Thanks so much for asking, Carl. It's a really important question. We recommend very strict fasting, starting by today at least. That's the first of the year. And only Irish butter, I'd say. Only Kerrygold.
Yeah, definitely.
And as best as possible. What else, John?
Good dosages of cabbage and potatoes, maybe.
I am well rebuked, gentlemen.
Not at all. Not at all, Carl. I think it's a sincerely beautiful question, and I want to answer it seriously also.
Well, no, it's just a good repose.
Well, that's a really beautiful question. I don't think we've ever been asked that. How would someone prepare for a concert experience? Because we certainly do. Certainly are in our preparation phase right now for these concerts, and we have a feeling of great anticipation and excitement in this opportunity to share our love and our craft. So,
I have something to say.
Yeah.
Like what you were saying the other day, Adam, because these concerts, like any concert for us, is really, it's a very special opportunity. It's like a chance for us to share this gift of music that we love so much. And it's an offering. So in some very deep and simple sense, it's like these concerts to us are offerings to our friends, our fans, people who love this music, people who maybe have not heard this music before. I think we always get people at the Nomad, and anytime we play in Boulder, who haven't heard us before. So I would say, like, we invite our friends and fans and to come receive and to receive what we offer, and as an invitation to come on a journey with us together. The music takes us places, and we just invite that journey to journey with us. You know, we don't know what the show's going to look like. We're still envisioning that. We have some ideas and some special guests here and there, but it's still coming together.
The one thing that occurs to me in terms of that invitation is it's an invitation to step out of the day-to-day, to relax, to leave your cell phone at home, to just come and be, come as you are, come prepared to just gather in community together in a really simple, old way. And
with an open heart and a spirit of adventure, maybe.
Yeah, well said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, my heart is open and ready for your next offering. Absolutely.
Want to do Eagle's Whistle?
Sure.
Let me tune this to you. I've got my second fiddle here in the studio. This is one that I haven't had as long, but one that's older. About 100 years old. It has this beautiful mother of pearl inlay on the back.
Oh, wow.
And I love its warm, dark sound. I have it tuned down for you fiddle players out there. I've got it tuned to F sharp, C sharp, F sharp, C sharp.
Which, before we move on to the next tune, I should ask, is there anything else about the E minor set that we heard earlier that we didn't close the loop on?
Don't know the name of the first tune. The second one is called The Cabin Hunter, and I got this through the playing of my dear friend Amanda Kavanaugh, wonderful friend I know from the Valley of the Moon Fiddle Camp originally, but she grew up in Boston there on the East Coast, had the wonderful privilege to study closely with Tommy Peoples, and she has a beautiful album out called Comb Your Hair and Curl It, and she put this tune, The Cabin Hunter, down on that album, and she plays it so beautifully it inspired me to learn it. And the last tune is one called Brendan McMahon's, that's one of the names for it, and it's one of these tunes that's just so simple, it's almost mantric, but in that I find quite a drive can live in it.
And we the funny story about that last tune in that E minor set is we both heard that tune this summer and we were like there's this E minor tune, and I was like, I forget how we discovered it's like, but I had heard it in sessions.
Yeah, you heard like Blackie playing it on the pipes, I think.
Yeah. I was just struck by it, and we were both like, let's play that tune.
So you'd heard about it separately.
Yeah.
And then came together and said, I've got this tune.
Yeah, both of us came with enthusiasm to the other, saying, oh, there's this tune we've got to play together.
The Eagle's Whistle.
Yeah, Fad an Uller. The Eagle's Whistle. An old 3/4 march, at least 300 years old.
Thank you.
What you said just before you launched into the tune about it being 300 years old, how did you come across that tune?
This is one for which I also have to thank the wonderful Cuivin Orahala, who recorded that tune more than once, actually, but also on his album, Where the One-Eyed Man is King. And it was my fiddle student, Grace, who was really enjoying that tune. And I had heard it before, but she brought it again to my attention and said, let's learn this one. And so I did, and worked on it with Grace. And then, oh gosh, it's such a simple melody, isn't it? It's just so... it's so catchy, and actually I play it a little differently from how Cuivin plays it. I realized later things got switched around a little bit, but we were singing it to ourselves that year. That first year I learned it around 2012, I think. John and I were traveling in Europe, and it was just like, for me anyway, this kind of inward anthem, because it was just running through my mind and humming it to ourselves in the trains and trams in Western Europe and Ireland. Yeah.
So I'm going to ask, and I'm just crushed that we're running out of time here, because I'm enjoying this so very much. But Tell us real quickly what 2020 holds for you in terms of travel, students, concerts, collaborations. And that could take up the next hour, but we have 3 minutes, more or less.
You want to start us off, John?
Well, we'll be, after the Nomad Theater concerts, we'll be leaving for the East Coast on January 15th for a couple weeks of touring, and flying into Philadelphia, all the way up to Vermont, back down to New Jersey, then back to Boston.
New Jersey's John's ancestral home.
Yeah. Wow.
And you picked the very best time of year, weather-wise, to be going back.
Yeah, we like risk, you know. And then we'll be going, as if that's not risky enough, we'll be going to Chicago and Milwaukee and northern Wisconsin for a weekend. And for our
sun worshippers that you are.
Yeah. Which we're really excited about, because that's our we had such a great opportunity to play at the Milwaukee Irish Festival this past summer, which was the first time that brought us there musically. And we're doing a small run of gigs at the Irish American Heritage Center in Chicago.
Oh, nice.
Then up to Appleton, Wisconsin for a gig, and then way up to northern Wisconsin, Minocqua, a nice little listening room at the Minocqua Brewing Company. If anyone from Wisconsin is listening out there.
Yeah.
And so we'll be back from that in early February. We'll be home for a month and a half or so. And then we'll be leaving for Europe, in where we're teaming up with a new friend from Amsterdam, doing some touring in the Netherlands. And then we'll...
Marco Mera.
Yeah, Marco, who we met at Folk Alliance, this new friend. The International Folk Alliance Conference.
Beautiful musician. She has a duo project called The Lasses.
Yeah.
They're based in Amsterdam.
So we'll be in Europe for much of April. A lot of the Netherlands, then on to France and Switzerland, most likely. And then we'll be spending time in Ireland and doing some gigs there and seeing friends. And not quite sure on the schedule. We'll be back to the States in sometime in early summer, I'd say.
For the festival season.
Yep.
And we're excited. I'll be getting to teach at the Rocky Mountain Fiddle Camp again this summer. That happens there around the end of July, beginning of August. And we're going to get to make our debut appearance at the Dublin Irish Festival in Dublin, Ohio, which we're quite excited for, just after Rocky Mountain Fiddle Camp. I'll be going to the wonderful Valley of the Moon Fiddle Camp there with Alistair Fraser and Natalie Hawes and
delightful
many wonderful
will that
teachers.
Be?
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, and then come the fall, it's some unknown land. I'm excited to be spending a lot more time in Ireland soon, and we have the decade stretching ahead of us. It bodes well that we get to play music here together and get to chat with you tonight, Carl, on the first day of the year.
Thank you for being so incredibly gracious with taking off part of your holiday and coming in. Just a quick reminder, Adam and John are at the Nomad Playhouse in North Boulder on Saturday, January 11th, so just 10 days from now. That's a 7 p.m. show with 6:30 p.m. doors, and a Sunday matinee show, Sunday, January 12th at 2 p.m. with a 1:30 door. And on the latter show in particular, please bring your light-footed little ones that love to dance in the aisles, because I'm sure there will be opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, I'm going to break for about 1 minute to run a couple spots, and then let's come back with something to go out with.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds great, Carl.
Off we go. Schultegale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Support comes from the Longmont Museum, presenting the exhibit Ruckus Rodeo, Pop Art, and Cowboy Culture. featuring the work of pop artist Red Grooms and including a kids' chorale of hands-on rodeo activities through January 5th. More information at longmontmuseum.org.
We're in studio with Adam Agee and John Souza and wrapping up a wonderful little almost but not quite impromptu house concert here. And they're going to take us up to the top of the hour. And I can let you know that you're listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado, and online around the world at kgnu.org and afterfm.com.
I'm saying Lady Anne Montgomery or something.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, we'll try a couple reels for you. Lady Anne Montgomery and Dunrobin Castle. Kick us off there, buddy.
What do you
like? How about there?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Agee and John Souza, gentlemen, thanks very much. And yes, indeed.
Thank you, Carol.
And just a quick reminder, January 11th at the Nomad Playhouse at 7 p.m., January 12th at 2 p.m. Guys, we'll see you there. Thanks again so much.
Ah, thanks, Carl.
Support comes from BoulderCountyHealthCareCoverage.org, reminding you that open enrollment for healthcare insurance begins on Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that Boulder County Health Coverage Guides are available to help you protect yourself and your family. Assistance is open to the public, confidential, and available in both English and Spanish. More information at BoulderCountyHealthCoverage.org.
Wait, back the truck up and consider if it really makes sense to park another vehicle behind it. KGNU accepts donations in many forms, including vehicle donations, cars, trucks, jet skis, you name it. Learn more about the advantages of donating a vehicle at kgnu.org.